Here we're holding Daf Nun Aleph Omer Aleph on the bottom. Again, Omalei. Omalei Rabba Bar Bachona LeBnei. Bnei told his child, Bnei Loi Toichel, you should not eat this fat. Loi Befona, not in front of me. Veloi Shloi Befona, not in front of me. Why? Ani Sharisi Es Rabbi Yechanan Shochal. I, that's Rabbi Yechanan that ate this fat. It's Kedaya Rabbi Yechanan Lismechalov. I have a right to be samech on Rabbi Yechanan, and for me, I could be noig lo kula to say this fat is mutatit. Bifonov, vishloi bifonov, in front of him, and not in front of my Rebbe. Abata, you, my child, loy royis oy, so you didn't see the tzaddik my Rebbe eat it. Is loy toycho bein bifonai, bein shloi bifonai. You should not be samech lo kula to eat this type of a fat, not in front of me, and not in front of me. So the moral plig the day adi day. His Rabbi Babachona as a stiro into what he held someplace else. Because here he says that what, since you did not see the original Rashiva, my Rebbe, do it, you cannot be Samech L'kula, since there are other people that are Machmir. And here he said not like that. What? The Yom Rabba Babachona, he said over, that Tzachli Rabbi Yechon Ben Loza. He told me that Pamachas one time Nechnasti Acha Rabbi Yosi Ben L'kuni L'gino. One time I went after my Rabbi Yosi Ben L'kuni L'gino, V'not Al Svichei Kruv. And he took a svicha kruv, means a cabbage. Kruv is a cabbage that grows by itself. Svicha means things that grow by itself. It didn't, a person did not put the seed into the ground, but rather it started to grow by itself on shvius. The ochel and he ate it. He held it was mutter to eat these svichim, these vegetables that grow by themselves on shvius. The nosan lina gave it to me also. The yomalin, he told me, Bini, my son, before night in front of me, ochel, you have a right to eat this, to be soymech l'kula. Because we'll soon see it's a machlikis if you're allowed to eat a svichim kruv on shvius or not. So I'm that makel, and you see me do it, you can be makel in front of me. Shloi before naloi techel, but not in front of me, you should not do it. Why? Because ani shurisa sheshem ben yechoi, it's me, I myself, I saw my Rebbe. Rebbe shem ben yechoi sheochal, he ate this svichim kruv, he was noig lehokel, is kedaya Rebbe shem ben yechoi lismecholov before naloi shloi before naloi. Hey, me, this is Rabbi Shimon, this is Rabbi Shimon ben Rabbi Yosi saying that I myself is Rabbi Shimon that saw the Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi, eat this svichim, these type of cabbage that grows by itself on Shemitah, on the seventh year, so I have a right to eat it, me, myself. Kedahi Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi lismecholov bein, befonov eshlei befonov, in front of him and not in front of him. That's me. Aba'ata you, Rabbi Bachana, before I ochel, you can only eat in front of me. Shloi before I like toichel, but not in front of me, you can't eat. So you see such a halacha here that kol zaman you're eating in front of the person that's noy lohokel, you also have a right to be mekel. Mashenkin, not in front of him, you can't. And this is why it's a stereo before Rabbi Bachana said to his child that in front of even in front of me, you can't eat. Hey, since you did not see my Rebbe that was mekel, you can't even eat in front of me. Now the Gemara's mother, what this machlokes is here. My Reb Shimon, what's this machlokes Reb Shimon? The Tanya we learned, Reb Shimon says, Kol ha-svichim asurim. All svichim means all vegetables, the things that grow on shvius by itself. Hey, there's one live, you're not allowed to plant on shvius. The seventh year in Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to plant. What about the pears that grow by themselves? Lamasha, the wind blows off the seed off the tree, and it grows by itself. That's called svichim. Things that grow by itself. Is the halacha kol asvichim asurim? You're not allowed to eat them on shvius. Chutz mi svichim kruv. Achutz from the svichim, this a cabbage that grows by itself. Shen kiyotze behen biyerek asod. Nothing is like this in the other vegetables of the field. So the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos exactly why kol asvichim arosa. Rashi learns we're talking about liachas man habir. After the time that bechlal you're not allowed to eat the pears of shvius. After the time there's no more fruits or vegetables in the fields for the animals, for the chayas. That's what we're talking about here also. That the svichim are also wasser. Tosfos learns not like that. Tosfos learns even talking about koidim zman habir. And svichim are different. Bechlal svichim are also teat on shvius. That's the halacha svichim. So that's this halacha of Shimon Oimer, kol asvichim asurim, chutz mi svichim kruv. Only this cabbage is different. Shen ki yoytze ben biyarek hasoda. So Rashi learns the pshat is because they always have cabbages in the field. There never comes a time that there's no more left for the chayis. That's what Rashi learns. Therefore, really, mikaradin kruv, this cabbage is mutatit the whole year. Now, the chum say, kol asvichim asurim. No, the chum say, all svichim, even cabbages is also wasser. Why? They both go according to Rabbi Kiva. Tetan, you will learn like this. The pasuk says on shvius, hein loy nizram. We did not seed, we did not plant anything. Voloy nesav, we did not take off and gather together the food on shvius. Es tfuasenu. So Kasha is Omer Rabbi Kiva. Once the Pasuk says we don't plant on Shavuos, why do we have to say we didn't collect, gather together the fruit? Pshit, if we didn't plant, how do you gather together the vegetables? So Mikan, from here, there's a raya, L'svichim Shein Asurim. That svichim, things that grow by themselves, even though we don't plant them, still it's also to use on Shavuos. That's Rabbi Kiva's Svarim. That's the Machlokes, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Kiva. Now, b'maikim, let's look at what's the machlokes here. Rabbonin, savri, gazrin, and svichei kruv, otu shah svichim. Rabbonin hold that we do make a gzera of svichim kruv, otu shah svichim dialma. We make such a gzera, even though really the cabbage should be mutter, the way Rashi explains, because this cabbage is always on the field the whole year, really it should be mutter, but we're afraid if people will eat this type of svichim, this cabbage, they'll think all svichim are mutter. Therefore, there's a gzera not to even eat the svichim of kruv. Reb Shimon Sova, loy gazrinim sviche kruv, oto sviche diyama. We do not make this gzera of cabbages oto other vegetables. Other svichim, people know that it's also, because it comes a time when there's no more left on the fields for the chayas. Mashenkin kruv, cabbages that's always on the field where Rashi learns. People won't make the gzera if you come to the matter this, to the matter the other things. Yeah. So Mar said, but not Reb Kiva and Reb Shimon. They're both saying pshat in Reb Kiva. Reb Kiva holds this also tita svichim. So it's a machloikis that they make the gzera according to Reb Kiva even on kruv on cabbages also. Or no, there's no gzera cabbages like as mutter. Only the other ones are also. The Mishnah says, ha'ulach mimokim lemokim. If you go from one place to another place, so you have to take the chumras of both places, the place you left and the place you're going to. So the Gemara says, Bishleima hoylech mimokim shoysim. It's talking about an Erev Pesach. You go to a place that your city, your town did do malocha. Lemokim shein noysim. You go now to a new town, and this new town, the meaning of this mokim is not to do any malocha on Erev Pesach, even from the morning until chatzos. Is alocha noysim no love chumri mokim sholach lishon. You give the person the chumrah of the place that he left, and the al yishanu ad mafnei hamachloikis, and you should not change your minig now mafnei hamachloikis, not to cause fights where you are. And the klal is what v'loy levit, and don't do malacha now. So you went from a place that you did do malacha to a place that you don't do malacha. So you say now that you came to this new place, even though you have in mind to go back home again. But if Neha Machloik is not to cause problems, not to cause fights there, don't do Malacha there. That we understand is very good. Ella, but the opposite way. Mimokim Sheinoisim. You left your hometown that you did not do Malacha there. Lemokim Shoisim. You went to a new place now, and this new place, they do Malacha. On Erev Pesach, up until Chatzos, they do Malacha. So what does our Mishnah say? Al Yishan Od Mefnei HaMachloikis. Don't change your minig, not to cause fights, and don't change your minig. So what should that come out? If you don't want to cause fights, that should be v'nevet. Then when you come to this new town, this new city that they do malacha there, you should also do malacha. That's what it comes out from our Mishnah. So where there's a stira. Abu Amrit, the beginning of the Mishnah said, noisten olav chumrei mokim sheholach lishom, v'chumrei mokim sheyotze mishom. We tell the person, no, you have both chumres from the place you left. If the place you left was more chumra, that they did not do malacha. Even though you go to a place now that does do malacha, we tell you not to do malacha. And if you go to a place that doesn't do, don't do the way they do. That was the beginning of the Mishnah. You have to take on both chumras, whichever place is more strict. Either the place you left, on the side you have das to come back home, or else the place you go, even if you have time to come back home with Neyam Achleikis. So here it's a serum. If we're going to tell you now not to do malacha, but then the Mishnah says, though, when you go to this new place, don't change from that place, not to cause a machlekes. That's the theorem. How can we tell you still keep the chumrah, the place you came from, if we tell you when you come to the new place, act like them, not to cause a machlekes? That's the theorem. If you can act like them, you're going to have to do malacha. If you have to take your chumrah from the place you left, your place you did not do malacha. So it's a theorem. Should you do or shouldn't you do? It's a theorem. And if the Gemara... says that it says you should not be mishana. That's only going on the reisha. That's going on the case that your minig was to do malacha, and you're going now to a city that doesn't do malacha. So when you come into that city, we tell you don't do malacha, even though you have in your mind to go back home again. Like we said before, when you have in mind to go back home again, you don't really have to do the chumras of that place, mikra adin. But if they have machlokes, you shouldn't do it there. That's what's Nogei Lameister. If an Eretz Yisrael like a person comes to America on the second day Yom Tov, he's not allowed to do Malacha the second day Yom Tov. because of course of machlekes. Even though Mi'ikar Adin, since he has in mind to go back to Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't have to keep the chumras of this place. But since of course of machlekes, if people see him do what we can't do, that causes the machlekes. You're not supposed to be mishana change from the meaning of the mokum. So it's only going back to the reisha enichanami. Rava says no. L'yoylam ha-seifa. I tell you, the first din also applies to the seifa also, and there's no stira. V'ochi koma. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Ein bezu mifnei shinuch machlokes. Here, there's nothing wrong in being mishana because you're not going to cause a machlokes. Again, you came from a place that did not do malacha, and you're going to a place now that does do malacha. Now we're talking about a person that has in mind eventually to go back home. Since you plan to go back home, you have to still keep the chumra of the makom you came from, which that minig is not to do malacha. If you come into this city here and they do malacha, so the chumra you're causing a fight, you're not going to do that you are going to do. So the Mishnah says here, no. If you don't do, that's not going to cause a fight. Why not? For Meimor Amri, people will say, Kama batloni heavy bishukon. There are a lot of batlonim, a lot of people have no work to do. So if the fact you don't do work, that won't cause a machlokes. That's what the Mishnah means to explain. So you have a right to keep your chumrah. You go into this new town, there they do malacha, still you should not do malacha. And that is not called your cause of fight. Because they can't have time is why you're not doing malacha. You tell them, I have no work to do. So if you go around telling them that I'm machmeh mi'ikar adin, that you shouldn't do, that will cause a fight. But if you stand, keep quiet and don't do malacha, nobody will have any tainas on you. A lot of people in the street have no work to do. That wouldn't cause a machlokes. Omalei Rav Safra l'Rebbe. This Rav Safra told to Rebbe Abba. So going on, a person like me, the Adina Bekfiya Diachar. I know exactly that when Rosh Chodesh is. In other words, I know exactly when Yom Tov should be, and I should only have to keep one day Yom Tov, not 2 days Yom Tov. That's what I know. So Baran Tais explains it, that Rabbeinu Tam explains here, Shoye b'mokem sheshluchei bezdim agiyim. His town was in a place when the Shluchei Bezdin came to that town, so they knew exactly when Yom Tov should be. They knew exactly which day was Pesach, which day was Sukkot, and had a deal like Eretz Yisrael, you only have to keep one day. There at his place, you only kept one day Yom Tov. Vayna b'kfir diachri, knew exactly when the Chodesh is supposed to be, means that the messengers from Eretz Yisrael was able to reach his town by the 15th day of the month. So they only had to keep one day Pesach, one day Sukkot. So Yodaya Moshe Nikva Chodesh Dohotnir. And that's the place where he lived. And now one day, one for Sukkot, he went to another town, he went further up the place, that they did not know what day was Rosh Chodesh. So that town now has to keep 2 days Yom Tov. He himself only has to keep one day Yom Tov. So what's the halacha? Well, this is a regular case, really, of a person from Eretz Yisrael coming to America. That in Eretz Yisrael, a person only has to keep 1 day Yom Tov, and in America we keep 2 days Yom Tov. So that was the Shiloh. Omle Rasach Rav Abba. Going on, a person like me, the Adina Bekfir Diachar, I know exactly when Rosh Chodesh was, because I lived in a place that the Shluchei Bezdin came and told us when Rosh Chodesh was, and now I'm going for this Yom Tov to another place that there the Shluchei Bezdin did not reach. So they have to keep 2 days Yom Tov. And what's the law? When I'm there the second day Yom Tov, can I do malach or not? So he answered him, "Biyishov loyavidna." In the place where people live there, you're not allowed to do malach on the second day Yom Tov. Mifnei shinu amachlekes, because it's in the cause of machlekes there. Since there, they're knowing 2 days Yom Tov, like in America, so that if an Eretz-Yisraelic person comes here and does malach on the second day, he'll cause the machlekes. So Rashi says, "Biyishov loyavidna, malacha b'Yom Tov sheni, hoyo v'noga b'Yisr." Since here, like in America, in that city, the minig was not to do malacha the second day Yom Tov, lo yashane lianeyem es haminig. I'm not allowed to change in front of them. That will cause a machlokes. So Tosfos speaks out here, and adiz halacha afilu betzina. Even privately, you should not do a malacha. V'afilu daita lachzer. Even if you have das to go back home. So really, when you have that, like, so a person has das to go back home, he doesn't have to keep the chumras of America. The layev, the teretz is still, he can't do it because it causes a machlokes. The do malacha work, but sinna doesn't go. Whenever you start to do real work, even in privately, people will find out about it. Now, there are certain things that you could do privately that nobody would see you do, that are easy allowed to do. Maybe to light a match, and that's all that a person will be allowed to. If you go into the room privately, nobody sees him there, he'll be allowed to light a match. because that's not going to cause people to find out about it. But like to drive a car or to do real malacha, that even though you try and do it privately, eventually people will find out that you did the malacha, therefore you're not allowed to do malacha where people live. Neshina machlokes. Why? Because it's going to cause a machlokes. But midbar mai, what about if I go out of the place where the people live in the midbar? Or out of the place where people live? Can I do malacha there or not? Omalei, he answered back, this is where Rabbi Ami Paskin, v'yishuv osur. If you're in a place where Yidden live, people will see you, and you cause the machlokes, it's also to do malacha there. But midbar mutter, if you're outside in the midbar, outside the outskirts of the town, that nobody will see you there, there you're allowed to do malacha. Because Mi'ikar Adin, since you have das to go back to Eretz Yisrael, back to your place, you don't have to keep the chumra of this mokum. It's only you shouldn't do malacha there, not to cause fights, not to cause machlokes. So if you're in a place that nobody lives there, then it's mutter. But once you're in the yeshiva where people live, even though you want to do it privately, still a malacha you should not do. Because like Taisa says, a malacha is not possible to do b'tzina, people will find out about it. And it'll cause the machlokes. Right, the Rav Nosson Bar Asi, Ozal, Mibei Rav Lepumpadisa. The Yomtiv Shenish Lateris. His Rav Nosson Bar Asiya went on the second day Yomtiv. He walked Kusle Tchum. He went from Bay Rav, from his yeshiva, the Pumpadisa to Pumpadisa, which was out of the Tchum. So he was Mazalz Lachur on Yomtiv Shen. He walked Kusle Tchum on Yomtiv Shen. Is Shamtei Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef put him into Shamtei. That's a Chomadik, a Oynish. That's like a Klola. Bezdin gave him a Klola. They cursed him. Omalei Abayis said to him, "Valing de mar negidi, why didn't you just give him Malkus? Why did you give him such a chomadik oinish? Like putting it to sham to your klola, you should have just given him Malkus for this." So he entered the back, Omalei Adifa Abdilei. And it's true, I did the more stricter thing. As this is something, a terrible Avera, that he was Mazalzel and Yom Tivsheni, and he did Ibaltas Midrabonin. And your Mazalzel, you make fun of it, people come to learn out the Mazalzel and all mitzvahs Rabbonin, so they gave a very strong oinish here. Adak gave him the better oinish, which is to give him this klola. The Marova, because in Eretz Yisrael, Mimnei Anagida, the Dvar Beirav, it's like a truth, somebody in Beirav or Yeshiva, somebody in Yeshiva did something wrong, they appointed people to give him Alkis. But nobody wanted to be appointed to give somebody a klola shamtui, because that's a more chomadik or einish. That's a more stricter punishment. And they didn't want to give the stricter punishment. But here, he wasn't afraid, he gave the stricter punishment. He held it was kedai to do it. So Rashi says, the Talmud Shesach, if a Talmud did things wrong, they got a few people together to give him Malkus Midrabonim. But not to put him into Nidu and to give him a klola. Mishum de shamtu chamura. Because to give somebody a klola curse, that's more strict. They were afraid not to do it to a Talmud. Somebody learning in Yeshiva, they never wanted to give him a klola. And Ika Diami, some said it was just the opposite. Ika Diami, Nagdeya Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef only gave him Malkus. He did not give him this klola, but rather he only gave him Malkus. So Omalei Abayi Nishamti Mar, why? Why did he give him the lesser, just the Malkus? Why didn't he give him the more stricter one instead of giving him a klola? The Rav Shmuel the Amar Tavayu, because Rav and Shmuel both said, Menadin al Shneyem Tev Mishagolius. We should know we do put somebody into Nidui. If somebody's Mazalzo, somebody like America, doesn't keep 2 days Yomtiv, he's Mazalzo in the Indian of Yomtiv Sheni, the Rabbonin are very strict about that, and they put him into a klola, they give him Shamtui. Here also, this Talmud was Mazalz and Yom Tisheni, he walked. Chutz Letchum and Yom Tisheni, why didn't he give him the more stricter oinish? He should have given the klolo. Or Malay, so he answered back, Hani Mili in Ishti Alma. When do we give somebody the more stricter oinish punishment? That's a regular person. Obechochom Hocha Tsumim Rabbonim Hu, the Tovalei Avdi. But here, since this was he was a yeshiva bocha, he was learning in yeshiva, it says, so he was a Talmud Chochem, Tsumim, a young Rabbonim. So they didn't want to give him the stricter punishment, they gave him the better punishment, just the Malkus. What's the right? This is Bedam. The Marova, because in Eretz Yisrael, Mimnei Anagaratom, people used to appoint themselves to be part of the committee to give somebody Malkus, the Vei Barav, for a Talmud that did something wrong, but nobody wanted to be appointed to give somebody a klola. That's a more stricter punishment, and they didn't want to do that. Here also, but since it was a gate with Talmud Chochem, they didn't want to give him the stricter range. But I call upon him, you shouldn't be Mazalzel in Yom Tov Sheni. Right.
So I could say it was Drabanan.
So what? They still asked it though. Yom Tov Sheni, Yazul, Chum, is Drabanan also. That's part of the Zuzul here.
But that's the reason I think.
Not more. Right. The Mishnah says another case of the Yisachar, we go to Chumrah one place, another place. Ki yotze boy, ha-moylech peres shvius. On Shvius, halach is like this, that you're not allowed to plant the seventh year Shemitah, you're not allowed to plant. But let's say fruit trees that give off fruits by themselves, a real svichim, like one man yam mitznut to eat the vegetables that grow by themselves, you're allowed to eat them on Shemitah. Until when? Until it comes to Zman HaBir. The Zman HaBir is, the Pasuk says, lehemtecha v'lachaya v'lachaya shebiatzechem. You're allowed to take the pears into your house and eat them. Kol Zman, there's still fruits on the trees in the field that the animals could still eat it. When it comes to Zman, there's no more pears left in the fields. There's nothing left for the chayis to eat. That's called Zman HaBir. Then you have to take the pears out of your house and put them again outside in the fields. So Nachloikas Rashi and Tosfos, what do you have to do b'shas bir? Rashi learns, just take them outside and leave them there. I think Tosfos learns that, Rashi learns you have to destroy them. Leave them outside, you can't use them anymore. Tosfos learns it just means you have to put them outside, that's all. But once they're outside, you could eat them further on. The Rambam also learns like Rashi. The Rambam learns, no, that it comes to Zman, that when there's no more fruits left on the fields for the animals, it becomes ostetited, and you have to mamish burn it up. That's called Zman Habir, or we'll soon see. So in Eretz Yisrael, there are different places. Let's say you have apples. In your town, there's no more apples left on the trees. So now when it comes to me this year, you have to take all your apples out of your house and put them back outside. In another town, there's still apples on the tree. They're still allowed to eat their apples in the house on Shemitah. So that's the Mishnah says. The Kyotzeboy Hamoylech Perish Shvius. Me Mokim Shekolol or Mokim Shaloy Kolol. Again, let's see what the Mishnah says again. Kyotzeboy Hamoylech Perish Shvius. Me Mokim Shekolol. You left your town that there's no more apples left on the trees. Lamokim Shloikolu. You went to another city now in Eretz Yisrael. In this city, there are still apples left on the trees. And therefore, in this city, you should be allowed to eat it. Still, we tell you, no, you can't eat it, because you came from a place that you're not allowed to eat no more. Or the other way. Oimimokim Shloikolu. You left your city that there's still apples left on the trees. Lamokim Shekolu. You went to a new place now that here there's no more apples left on the tree. Here's the Loch HaChayim Levayu. You have to go to Chumrah and take both Chumrahs, either the place you left or the place you're going to. And you have to destroy now, put your parents outside, you can't eat them. We have Yehudu Aymano. Seva Volocho Afata. Yehudu could tell this new town, the people in this town, I'm going to eat them. And if you want to eat parents, you could also go. Go to the place I took my parents and you could also eat them. So Chura of Yehudu is B-Makel, and he's telling the people, even though in your city right now where I'm going, there are no more fruits left in the tree, so what? I'm allowed to eat my apples, because I brought these apples from a place that there are still apples left on the tree. And I can even tell these people here, if you want to eat apples, go to that city that I came from, take off apples from there and bring them back here. That's the Chura what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. So for Eti Gemara, for less than Rabbi Yehuda, doesn't Rabbi Yehuda hold? Hold the Tanan, that we learn in our Mishnah. Noistin Olav, Chumrei HaMokim Shiyotzim Misham, for Chumrei HaMokim Sholach Lisham. There's such an Indian, we have to be machmor upon the person, that you have to take the Chumras from the place you left, or from the place you're going to. See, since you're going to a place in this new town, let's say you went to Tver, you know. In Tver, there's no more apples left on the trees. It should be also for you to eat the apples. So why is Rabbi Yehuda Mekel? Omer Rav Shisha Brei de Ravidi. Milsa Achriti Kom Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda is saying another thing. And this is what is going on. Vochi Kom, this is what Rav Yehuda meant to say. Oy, the Tanakhama says, Oy mi mokem shaloi kolu, lemokem shaloi kom, lemokem shaloi kolu. You went from one place, you left from Yishlayim, that there are no more apples left on the trees, and you went to Tferia now. Another place, there are also no more apples on the trees. You left Yerushalayim that there's still apples left on the trees. You went to Tferia now, this new town also still has apples on the trees. So everything should be mutter. It should be mutter if you to eat the apples. Now, Vishoma, when you got to Tferia, you heard, Shekolo bin Koimai. You heard now that the place you left from Yerushalayim, now today there are no more apples left on the trees. Either Tanakama says, Chai Levayer. In such a case, you also have to be Mavayer. Even though when you left Yerushalayim, there were still apples left on the trees, you were allowed to eat your apples. And when you came to this new town, Tferia, there are also still apples left on the trees, so it should be mutatidit. Still, the Tanakhama says it's awesome. Because right now, in Yerushalayim, there are no more apples left on the trees. So the people in Yerushalayim have to take now all the apples out of the house and bring it outside. So you also have to do that. Since you left Yerushalayim, you have to keep that chomer, the mokum you left. On this, Rabbi Yehuda, I may know. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Tseva bolocho af atom. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's mutter for me to eat the apples. And if you want to, you can also take the apples from the place I took it from. Why? Because Mehecha the Yasinu, from the place where I took it. For Holoikoluluhu. And what the Pshat of Yud is, you go at the time when I left. At the time I left Yerushalayim, there were still apples left on the trees. So at the time I left, like when I took the apples off the tree, it was mutatidit. So it was never Chal Nisra upon me. Now I went to a new Mokim in Tferia, there were a lot of apples left on the trees. So Pshat of Yud, all this mutat for me to continue eating the apples. There's no Chumri here of the Mokim that I left. Because at the time I left, it was still mutat there. When does the Mishnah say you have to keep the chumrah of the makom? If when you were living there were no more apples left on the trees, so you had to be machmir to take the apples out. Now if you go to a new place, you can't eat the apples there. But here, at the time you left Yerushalayim, it was still mutter, so Reb Yehuda doesn't know from this chumrah. That's the machlokes Reb Yehuda and the Tanakama. Yeah. So Morris, that's what I want to say. For the more this can't be. Lememer, you want to tell me to have Yehuda Lakula. According to this, Yehuda is coming out to be Mekel. Komar. V'yomer Reb Lezer, Reb Lezer said, Lo yomer Reb Yehuda el Lechumra. Has he had a Kabbalah from his Rebbe, Reb Lezer, that Reb Yehuda in the Mishnah went to be Machmer upon the Tanakama. And the way you're saying it's a Kula. So Morris said like this. Ela Eipach. Eina Chayiv Levayir. You have to say that Tanakama holds in such a case, you're not Chayiv Levayir. Since at the time when you left Yerushalayim, the people could still eat the apples there. And now you went to Tveria. And in this place, they're also still eating apples. It's mutter, you're not Chayav Levayim. Reb Yehuda, Reb Yehuda is the one that says, no. No, Reb Yehuda tells the person, these apples you brought from Yerushalayim. You should know, if you go back to Yerushalayim right now, right now in Yerushalayim, there are no more apples left on the trees. So anybody living in Yerushalayim right now has to take all his apples out of the house and bring it outside. So if you just said to this person also, since these apples came from Yerushalayim, and in Yerushalayim right now there are no more apples in the trees, so all the apples from Yerushalayim have to have a zman beer, you also have to make a beer. That's what Yehuda is saying, and Yehuda this way is going to Chumra. Abaye, Rav Abaye says, Lielam Kedektoni. I tell you, no, it's going, you have to change around. But it's like we said before. Vochi Koma, this is what the Mishnah meant to say to Tanakama. Oy mi mokom shaloi kolu le mokom shakolu. You went to a place that you shlayim, that there's still apples left on the trees, and you went to a place shakolu. You went to Tveri right now, that in Tveri there are no more apples left on the tree. Ve'achzirun lem kaimun. And now you went back, you took your apples again back to Yerushalayim. Ve'yadayin le kolu. And in Yerushalayim there are still plenty of apples left on the trees, that the people are allowed to eat it. Is ein chayev levayir. That's what the Tanakam holds. You don't have to take the apples out of your house now. Because since these apples, the beginning started out in Yerushalayim, even though you took it to Tveria, and in Tveria, true, there you're not allowed to eat them, because in Tveria, that mokum, they finished all the apples already. Still we say, though, when you bring it back to Yerushalayim, it becomes mutter. Because in Yerushalayim, it's mutter. We have Yehudu Aymano. Say, Vavolocho Afato Mehechad Yasinu. Yehudu tells this person, no, since you just went to Tveria, and there in Tveria, it's us to eat the apples, once you were there, you have that chumrah, the makom. So even though you come back to Yerushalayim, still you have to keep that chumrah. V'akalalhu, because like we tell you, where did you just come from? You just came from Tveria. In Tveria, there are no more apples left on the trees there. There, the people are also to eat. So if yes, of Yehuda's chumrah, this person can't eat these apples now. Mask of Rav Ashi Rav Yehuda. So Rav Ashi has kashed Rav Yehuda. Oto agaba de chamra kaltinu. Like, what kind of svar is that? Just because your chamor, your donkey, carried these apples for you on his back and brought into Tveria, it's chaladin on these apples. Like these apples originally started out in Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, there are still plenty of apple trees. So you're allowed to eat the apples there. True, you went with your donkey, you took it into Tveria, but now you came right back to Yerushalayim. So what should be wrong? What should be the chumra not to eat the apples in Yerushalayim? What should be wrong with this? Doesn't make any sense. Just the fact you brought the apples into Tveria for a day or two. So maybe, b'shash, you're in Tveria. True, I can understand. Don't eat the apples. But now that you left Tveria and you came back to Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim, that's where it started out from, it's mutter to eat the apples. It should still be mutter. Elom Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said like this. Be'plukta dani tenoi. I tell you, the machloikis of Yehuda and the Rabbanan, now Mishnah, is telling this machloikis tenoi. This not, we learned like this, the Mishnah in Shvius.